This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We started talking last week about the signs of an abusive relationship, and we talked a little bit about how it's all about power and control, that's primarily what the abuser is after, and that abuse is kind of secondary to achieving those ends.
Exactly. And you, if you are on the outside looking in, you can see some key indicators about somebody being controlling. And I think the older we get, we start recognizing those signs. But when you're in it and you're falling in love with someone, sometimes you have blinders on or the rose-colored glasses, and you don't initially see some of the key indicators until the physical abuse starts.
Right, and one of the danger signs is he wants a quick commitment usually, doesn't he? He doesn't like to wait for a long courtship or anything. He wants to rush into a marriage or
exactly.
Moving in together.
Within maybe 3 month time period, and what we know about that 3 month time period is initially when you're falling in love with someone, during that first 90 days, your brain chemistry is like someone who's manic. You're not thinking clearly. So if you make a decision to get married during that first 3 months, sometimes it's the wrong decision.
And you really don't know that person either. I think it takes really a year in a relationship before you truly understand what you've got there.
Exactly. To pick up on a pattern of behavior and if someone can pretend to be this other person for a short period of time, but eventually a mask slips off, and you get to see the true colors.
And this business of control, it starts out early in the relationship, and women often are attracted to this because they think, my goodness, this guy's paying me all this attention, and he's concerned about who I'm with and everything. He must really love me.
Right. They initially see jealousy and possessiveness as, oh, he really is into me, and he'll... Actually, what's happening is you're being isolated from family, friends, social events, and he's trying to keep you in line just to be with him.
Right. If he doesn't want you to associate with your old friends, and particularly male friends, if you're a woman, if he doesn't want you having any relationship at all or anything to do with another man, if he goes ballistic about that, that's a warning sign. Control in the sense of where he makes the decisions about where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Those are all kind of red flags, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah, and also someone who's constantly picking on you, running you down. You need to wear more makeup, or you wear too much makeup, or telling you what to wear. I think it's great if a man wants to go shopping with us every now and then, but if he's constantly picking at your clothes and constantly having to approve of this or that, that's just not very natural.
And when you start living together, either as husband and wife or as roommates or whatever you want to call it, you know, if he's controlling the bank account, that's a red sign right there. Usually women that we see in the shelter have absolutely no money because they have no control over the bank account. Can't even sign a check.
Exactly. Or questioning purchases, including very small purchases, is a red flag for me.
Right. And controlling the car. I mean, they get down to actually want to maintain control over the keys. You've got to ask for the keys, and sometimes they'll check the mileage. How far did I go in the car? Where did I go?
Exactly.
You know, if you want to go to Walmart's, and that's, you know, a 10-mile round trip, and you've got 40 miles on the car, they want to know where that other 20 miles came from.
Yeah. And so if you catch yourself seeing some of these warning signs and you want to discuss them with us or come to support group, that's wonderful. And if you're a male and you see yourself in this pattern and you want to break out of it, call us.
Or even if you have questions about mm-hmm. it, you don't have to necessarily make a decision about breaking out.
Exactly.
And to use our services, you do not have to come to the shelter. I mean, you can actually talk to us over the phone. You can actually come and visit us face-to-face if you want to. You don't have to be a resident of the shelter to make use of our services.
Exactly. That's right. And you can come to support group, and we can give you that information. We can point you in the direction of some books to read. Just talk to us. And again, male or female, we want to more and more be helping to break that cycle with working with males if we can help you in any way to get the help you need.
And just because he wants you to make a commitment, you still have that option finally to say yes or no. So don't feel like you have to be pushed into anything. So maybe we'll talk about this more in the future, but in the meantime, let's give them some phone numbers.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056, and our business line is 678-3436.
In Mitchell County, we're at 765-4044. Well, thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.